knowledge and skill. And then they have to make some copies of their CD and send them to CD Baby. I meant to say earlier, it's an American site. I think it's based in Oregon, so the CDs have to be sent there. And there are a few online forms that you have to fill in because you're basically selling something over the internet. It's mainly young people who put their music on the site, though there's no age limit, and they're usually talented musicians and composers. Some of them might have their own bands or play regularly somewhere, and they hope a talent scout will spot them on the website. As well as musicians, anyone can listen to the site and order the CDs online if they want to. I love this website because you get to hear original music, and whatever you choose, it's always really good.
Unit 6. Speaking. Exercise 2.
Well, the website I'm going to talk about is called CD Baby. It sounds like a music website for babies, but it isn't that at all. What it is it's basically a site where you can listen to ordinary people. I mean, people who aren't famous, you know, not professionals. You can listen to their music, and they might be a solo artist or a band or whatever. You can buy their CDs on the site, or just play some selected tracks. There are all sorts of many different types of music, like jazz, blues, folk or rock. So what people do is they make a CD in a recording studio somewhere. I don't know whether some people set up the recording equipment in their own home. You know, there's so much software around that you can use if you have the right kind of knowledge.